This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
Crazy world today. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Silly world. I'm telling you, I get up every morning, I start, you know, assimilating the news, and I think to myself, how did we get here? I mean, just so many crazy things going on. Betsy DeVos, for example, is undoing some rape things on college campuses. I don't know exactly what, but it's like how you define sexual assault. And if you guys remember, you practically have to sign a prenup to date somebody on college campuses because we've gotten so far out there. And college campuses are their own world. So, you know, we have that we're dealing with. We have now, and I think this is hysterical, San Diego's washing its sidewalks, you know, hosing down with hazmat because there's been an outbreak of hepatitis. San Diego's God's country, and it's a beautiful place. But apparently vagrants and people like that have created a health hazard out there. We've got the Menendez corruption trial where people are taught, the left wants you to believe this dude is a Republican. He's a Democrat who's under corruption charges, and it's more salacious than any made-for-TV movie you've probably ever seen. What are we not talking about? We're not talking about our robust economy. The stock market, I don't know. Look, I'm not a stock market guy that goes, I'm just going to brag about it when it goes up and not talk about it when it goes down. The stock market's doing well. One of my friends, David Fisher of Landmark Capital, I went in and met with him the other day, and David said he thinks the stock market will, you know, it's had its big surge and it's going to freeze. But we were talking about gold because he's used to be one of my advertisers. A long story why we can't have him on, but we're still good friends, and he would advertise on the show. We just can't. We have a contractual thing that we can't do because of the network. But long story short, had a conversation with him. He says his business is through the roof. He said August was his best month in history, and September, he's already nearly eclipsed August. So something is afoot in the economic, you know, areas of financial markets. I'm not exactly sure. We chatted about it a bit. But anyway, strange times in all these different ways, but we're not talking about the economy and how good it is. I told you guys I flew with this woman who's an obvious leftist. She admitted it and thought I was as well. That's why she talks so openly to me, because she's a white woman, one of these hipsters. She's 61, but you could still see that 60s vibe in her, if you know what I'm talking about. And she's a professor. And so she was telling me about, I was telling her about the economy and the jobs that had been created under Trump, and it blew her mind. You know, but we're not talking about that. We're not talking about the fact that North Korea, empowered by Bill Clinton, is, you know, making nuclear bombs. And, well, we put more sanctions against them. Congratulations. People are talking about Kim Jong-un being a madman, how we essentially got rid of our Strategic Defense Initiative under Reagan, which was named Star Wars by Ted Kennedy because he wanted to give it a bad name. And Star Wars is protecting America. And that every single Democrat, and particularly Barack Obama, wanted to dismantle our Strategic Defense Initiative, which is essentially our ability to shoot down missiles when they are fired from anywhere. So luckily it didn't get ruined, because, believe it or not, George Bush is the one who said, let's keep it going. You know, let's make sure we still have some of this. You know, he got out of the talks that said, we will no longer allow ourselves to protect ourselves. Can you imagine we signed a treaty with the UN that said, we're not going to build something that can protect us? And Democrat presidents like Barack Obama go, well, I'm not going to agree with that. We shouldn't be protecting America? What are you talking about, man? I'm going to have a gauntlet. I'm going to put a big protective bowl around America and so that you can do nothing to us. And what do they think that's going to do? It's going to be unfair to the rest of the world. Let me tell you something. Nobody's trying to bomb Kenya or Chad. That nobody cares. But you know who do have missiles facing us? North Korea, China, Russia. They have missiles pointed at us. So for us to say we're going to not put in a defense system because it'll make the rest of the world uncomfortable is ridiculous to me. What do these people think? But we're not talking about the fact that this knucklehead, Kim Jong-un, could, just say, you know what, the heck with it. I'll make them go. I'll fire a missile in New York, Chicago, one of our big cities, and dare us to do something. What are we going to do? So I'll give you an example. Let's just play this out. What would happen if Kim Jong-un had fired a missile at the United States under Barack Obama? Let me tell you what would have happened. Barack Obama would have wanted to talk it out. You fire a missile at the United States under Trump, we obliterate you. Now, the discussion is, will we really do that? What will be the world's reaction? And would we really trade one for the other? What happens if North Korea decides to fire that missile at South Korea? What happens then? I mean, there's all kinds of scenarios. And we've always believed that because people know we have so many more missiles, we will wipe you out, that was the reason we only, that we don't worry about these other little countries. We have more missiles. And keep in mind, Barack Obama wanted to get rid of our nuclear. He wants a world without nukes. As you think about Kim Jong-un, just remember that. What about Russia? What's going on with Russia? We normalizing relations? No, we're normalizing relations with Cuba. That's zero impact on the world. But we won't normalize relationships with Russia because we've got all the controversy around Hillary Clinton, blah, blah, blah. And Hillary Clinton's back in the news. They want her to go. Hillary says, I ain't going. Let me tell you what may happen. Hillary may make the left so mad that they finally start giving us the real information about her and just make her go away. You know what Hillary's leverage over them is? I know so much dirt on all of you fools that you can't make me go away. That's how bad it is on the left. They can't force that chick to go away. There's also news in Medicare and Medicaid. The four top presidential candidates for the left all want Obamacare gone. Not hearing a whole lot about that either. Anyway, good hour coming up. I hope you enjoyed listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I watched this movie. I was going to get on a plane. Anytime I'm going to fly more than 3 hours, I go, I'm going to download some stuff. And so I watched this movie, download this movie called War Machine. It's got Brad Pitt in it. And I didn't know that. I just, you know, I read the trailer for it. Talked about America's war in Afghanistan. And I thought, okay, I'll check it out. And it was interesting. I wouldn't recommend the movie at all. It's leftist drivel. But in a strange way, it essentially beats up Barack Obama, and rightfully so. And I'll read you a little clip of what the guy wrote about the movie, and I'll give you my take. But he says, American movies are traditionally of two minds about our military might, celebrating it in John Wayne epics and mocking it in everything from MASH to Dr. Strangelove. But War Machine has decided, with exceptional results, that it wants it both ways. It wasn't exceptional results. The movie is not worth watching. But I gleaned out something from it that I want to share with you. Anyway, it goes on. Starring Brad Pitt and written and directed by the gifted David Michaud, War Machine is, on the one hand, an assured, nervy black satire on America's involvement in Afghanistan, and on one particular soldier, commander of the U.S. forces and four-star general Glenn McMahon, a.k.a. Big Glenn or Glennimal. Now, from what I've gleaned out of this, he's McChrystal, General McChrystal. Okay? And because I was trying to figure out who the heck is General McMahon? And so it's a play on what was really happening during the Obama administration. So let me give you some ideas. You know, right now we can't fire, at least under Obama, we couldn't fire. When engaged, we had fake bullets. Our soldiers were given fake bullets or had no bullets. So they're standing guard on the line in many places in these forward territories, forward environments, and they go, well, we don't have any bullets. And if you fired, you better have a good reason, boy, or else you were in big trouble. So it was a war that we were never meant to win. And that's what these guys are saying. It becomes a love initiative. Like this guy McMahon, who's played by Brad Pitt, would say, yeah, okay, so we've got 8 insurgents, and you killed 2. How many are left? And they go, nobody wants to answer. And he goes, well, all right, you do the math. I mean, you have 8. And he goes, but that's not really the case. You have 8 insurgents. You kill 2. You have 20. 8 minus 2 equals 20. And that's, I remember that scene vividly, except it was, I think he did 3. But it doesn't matter. The number doesn't matter. His point is, if you kill an insurgent, then they're going to go out and make, you know, get their friends, they're going to come back and they're going to double their forces. And so you haven't really killed anybody. So we shouldn't kill them. And this one black dude is going, he's like, you know, so, man, what y'all want us to do? And you got to see the scene. I mean, I don't want you to even watch the film because it's not worth it. But the scene is essentially McChrystal or McMahon, playing, who's really McChrystal, saying to these guys, don't engage them. They called it, you'll get a medal. Get this. You'll get a medal for not shooting, for showing restraint. They called it combat restraint medal. Now, I don't know if that really exists because, you know, I didn't look it up. But I would not be surprised if Barack Obama gave the military a medal for not doing what the military does. And I find it incredible that now with some of this mocking, and they had a scene where McMahon has to meet Obama. He's coming in on a plane and they're going to have a conversation about how things are going in Afghanistan. And all Obama does is go, you know, General, we ran out of time. I got to get this bird up in the air. So we'll have to catch up another time. And that was it. And the orchestration of the general changing his schedule in order to go meet Obama for a quick, what turned out to be nothing more than a photo op, was unbelievable. And so here's where I come back to, I think the guy was in one way mocking Barack Obama to say he took Afghanistan so seriously that the general he put in charge of it, he could not even spend 5 minutes with the guy. After telling the general, change all your schedule, come meet with me, he does a quick on-the-tarmac photo op where Barack Obama met with, you know, shook everybody's hand, came up to the general, said, General, so sorry. Got to get this bird up in there. We'll talk again soon. And then the next time they talked, he was fired. Now, again, I don't know how closely this mirrors the real thing. But essentially what they said, one of the interviews in Rolling Stone, was, so you're in charge of all of the, you know, all of the military in Afghanistan. Yeah. How many times have you talked to the president? And the general goes, he says, you've only talked to the president like one time. And he goes, yeah. And he's going, how could you possibly be waging a war effort and you've only talked to the commander-in-chief one time? And he's like, well, I don't know. You know, he's busy. Now, they didn't make the Brad Pitt guy to be the buffoon there. They really were saying, Barack Obama doesn't take this seriously. How are you going to take it seriously? How are you going to do your job? Oh, and one of the other things that they did, and you guys may be saying, Kevin, why are you talking about War Machine? I'm talking about War Machine because I'm telling you how this previous administration, perceived or otherwise, handled this so-called war. And what may, or I hope, is it be the difference with Trump. But they set it up where they said they fired one general, and then they show General McMahon taking over, and it was General Whelan who was replaced. And essentially, just as a deal breaker, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm going to steal the scene from it. The very end, they fire McMahon and replace him with Bob. And the guy, I think he intentionally just said, with Bob. They didn't tell you the general's name, and you see Russell Crowe in fatigues marching down the airport the same way that other general started the show when they replaced General Whelan. And what they were saying is, it's a cycle of guys who are very competent who are not being allowed to do their jobs because of an incompetent Barack Obama, and it's going to be the same result. And that's what I got out of it. And that's why I wanted to share it with you, because, I'm out of my wheelhouse when we start asking ourselves, why are we doing this over there or whatever? But I'll tell you this, I trust generals to go make it happen and get it done more than I trust a commander-in-chief like Barack Obama. And I watched that show with, honestly, I didn't even know what to expect. But I watched that and went, now I'm beginning to get it. And if you do watch it for that reason and that reason only, because I'm telling you, other than trying to make the military out to be a bunch of drunks that travel around the country looking for war, I think it really sheds some light on what's going on, what happened in the Obama administration.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Vicente Fox with another message for last year's rotting Halloween pumpkin. Donald, every time I make fun of you, which I do a lot, people say, why can't you be our president? America, I feel your pain. We all do. And that is why today I'm proud to announce my candidacy for president of the United States.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Kevin Jackson. Jacksones. Bienvenidos. That was Vicente Fox. Vicente Fox. Not Vicente. Vicente Fox. I want to be the president of the United States. Yeah. And Barack Obama wants to be the Julio Iglesias of Colombia. Where's Julio from? To all the girls I loved before who traveled in and out my door. I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I loved before. Now, like Vicente Fox says, I make fun of you. For Donald Trump, I make fun of you. Fun? I make fun of you? What? Did you mold him into a telephone, Vicente? I make fun. I make fun of you. Every time I make fun of you, people say to me, why can't you be our president? And I say to them, I feel your pain. I love the way he calls the United States. The United States. The United States. There's no A after United. It's United States. How tough is that? Vicente or Vicente, whatever the heck your name is. Vicente, Vicente Foxa. How tough is that? Who you think you're, an Italian? The left, man. I'm just, Vicente Fox, I think he ran Coca-Cola. I'm just telling you guys, these people that are put in charge, that people, if you've listened to Vicente Fox before, you might actually have respect for him. You know, he's an articulate dude, right? But he was a CEO of a company. And I, quite frankly, I don't know how you can be the CEO of a company and be a leftist. I don't know how that jives. But Vicente Fox wants us to believe that Donald Trump's an idiot. Why? Because he won't allow Mexicans to just run over the border and essentially trespass in America. That's his issue. You take that out, Vicente Fox is talking about Donald Trump like he's the next thing, best thing since sliced bread. These one-trick ponies crack me up. And now we're, I mean, I'm not going to rehash DACA, whatever you want to call it, because we've talked about it ad nauseum. There is no reason on God's green earth that we should be talking about 800,000 kids who are dreamers over the millions of kids who are who've lost their dreams in America. There's no you can't convince me of that. Do I feel for those kids whose parents brought them over and they have no clue? I do. Feel for them. But the parents knew exactly what they were doing. They knew exactly what that child was going to face. And now they depend on the compassion of America. The very same compassion that allows black kids to be thugs growing up and doesn't have a concern in the world about these kids. Not in reality. It's not a forgotten generation. It's a indoctrinated generation of young black kids that feel like the only way out for them is thuggery. Can't say anything about it either. People get all upset. I take it personally because, you know, of course my kids avoided it because they had good parents, but I take it personally because I know the game that people tried to play on me as a kid. And I can't for the life of me, I mean, I've tried in my books to pinpoint why I didn't go for it. I think I captured it pretty well in my first book because that was the closest thing to an autobiography that I would have written. And I look at how I recognize these things that were being done. But I will tell you this, they don't teach you how to recognize this stuff. It's pretty sad. And there's a psychological experiment that was apparently, I don't know if it was psychological, but that's probably not the right way to put it. But Stanford University researchers say that artificial intelligence can deduce sexual orientation by analyzing subtle differences in face structure. So let me put it a different way. A robot can watch you and determine if you're gay or straight. And I found this story fascinating. So here's what it says. The scientists who plan to publish their findings in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, who knew that even existed, right? Reportedly downloaded more than 130,000 pictures of men and women from an American online dating site to use as part of the experiment. The profile pictures were public, as were the users' sexual orientations. They then utilized a combination of facial detection technology and a predictive statistical model to teach the machine to determine which faces belong to gay and straight people. Now, I'm telling you, this is a can of worms. Because you might have a picture where you're straight, and you might have a picture where you're kind of gay, you know? I mean, I've taken pictures where I guarantee you, I was like, oh, Well, I was intentionally trying to look gay. I wouldn't use it on a profile, but I'm just saying, the pictures are out there. So, this idea that a machine will go, there's straight Kevin, there's gay Kevin. I'm just saying, a can of worms, you boys, you youngsters, man, y'all are going to grow up in a world that I don't even know how to deal with this world. A machine. You're gay or you're straight. It reminds me of Maury. Remember those Maury shows where you had to pick the transsexual? And I'll be blunt. I missed it more than I got it right. So it might be some girl, you know, like they would have 10 women. And half of them were gay and half of them, I'm not gay, half of them were transsexuals, half of them were real women. And I'm telling you, I would guess that the real women were transsexuals, say, two out of the five times. And I would guess that the transsexuals were real women, say, three out of five times. I was so wrong, it was scary wrong. You when you get it as wrong as I would get it on Maury, you would have to check yourself. You'd be like, man, what happened to me? And so I started looking at people differently. It impacted me in ways I cannot describe. I look at people. I will look at a woman and go, I can see how what she would look like as a man. That's how I would start looking at people. Or I'd see a dude and go, I could see how if they softened his features, he would be a girl. It, just like jacking with your mind. But yeah, so anyway, there. They say the machine was able to distinguish a gay man from a straight man 81% of the time. While that number dipped to 71% accuracy for gay and straight women. See, you can, women, you are more confusing even to the analytical mind of a computer. It says using the same photos, regular people could only distinguish men 61% of the time. I'm going to tell you why I think that is in a second. And 54% of the time for women. And here's why. We assume, as human beings, that people are not gay. So we automatically look, this is my opinion, we automatically look for them not to be gay. So a guy who's a good-looking guy, you just go, he's a good-looking guy. But nowadays, good-looking guy, gay. You don't even, you know, I mean, and present company accepted. Okay? But you do, you have this tendency to go, is a good-looking guy? He's probably, yeah, he's gay. He gets the checks. Yeah, but gets a lot of attention from the dudes. And with women, I don't know what it is. We just don't assume women to be gay. We figure like, you know, oh man, she's hot. You know, she's definitely going to be for guys. Let me tell you, I learned the hard way that, I don't mean that in a sexual connotation, but I learned that with women, if you see a very beautiful woman who's around a bunch of other beautiful women, do not assume, unless these women are all wearing married, you know, wedding bands, and I'm not talking about bands, I'm talking about fat rocks, that pretty soon, let me put it a different way, you're going to distinguish women because she's got a fat rock or a string tied around her finger. So she's got a string tied around her finger, she's married to a chick. She's with a chick, not married, but she's with a chick. She's got a fat stone, then she's with a dude. Because a dude wants to make sure, you know, ooh, look at the bling. So that's been the barometer. Because I don't look at two women or two guys anymore and go, they're just buddies out for, have met up and hadn't seen each other in a while. No, I think differently now. This is a strange research project.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at SecurityTaxAssociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here for the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Just telling you guys, there's a machine that can detect your gaiety. I wonder if gaiety has like a scale. You know, like if you're 49% gay, I don't know if that's even possible, but let's say you're 49% gay, because you could be Q, you could be questioning, and would the machine go, no, he's 51% gay. I mean, not gay. I don't know. You know, because they claim that there's a gay person in all of us. Given enough time on a desert island, two guys would hook up or two girls would hook up. I don't know. I don't believe that because I know I wouldn't. I'm just saying, I'd rather date a coconut. I'm not going to hook up with some dude under any circumstances. And you could rationalize it, whatever, but I'm just all dude. That's all there is to it. Anyway, the best gaydar I've ever seen is my sister. You'll be going somewhere, you go, gay, he gay. God, he's gay. I'm telling you, kid, he's gay. You find out, you know, 3 weeks later, a year later, dude is gay. Girl is gay. She'll call it. Oh, she gay. She's a lesbian. And I'm like, how do you know? I'm telling you, she's a lesbian. And she'll do it on TV. She will not even know the star. She'll, boom, they'll be doing an interview or even sometimes in a role. And she'll go, that dude is gay. And you go, no, he's not. He's married. He's gay. And then you find out later, bisexual, gay, whatever. So she's good at it. Maybe she should go up against the machine. It should be like a, you know, when IBM played that machine, that had the machine that played chess against Kasparov or something. That's what she should do. Go up against the machine that picks gays or whatever. Hey, we had a, and you know what? Let me just say this as a preface. One of my social media guys posted the Ted Cruz porno thing, which I completely believe he was hacked. I don't think Cruz is stupid enough to be putting porn on his Twitter feed and liking it. But one of my social media people posted it, and I was getting a lot of feedback. You know, Kevin, what are you doing posting all this stuff? I'm not going to follow you. But first of all, I got after him and said, don't post that crap on my site. I don't care about Ted Cruz and his porn. It would be like, you know, somebody going, oh my gosh, well, I can't believe he's looking at porn. So him and 80% of the America, I don't know what percentage, but a big percentage of American has looked at porn. So don't act like that's such a big deal that if he is, which I personally don't, you know, I think it would be out of character, but I don't care. You know, I'm not into porn. Not. Really never have been, but have I seen it? Yes. Has most of this audience seen it? Yes. Well, let's just grow up here for a second, people, and not act as if, oh my gosh, there's porn. So somebody says to me, two people wrote me a letter, you know, messages on my site. Kevin, I can't believe that you're posting this stuff and I'm going to have to leave you and all that. Then go. Don't warn me that you're going. Go. I don't care. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Sanctimonious out there. Well, if you're going to post that on your site, then I'm going to disregard every other thing you've said, and I'll be gone. Then go. Freaking go. It just irritates me. You got to announce it because you think you're such a big deal. Let me explain something to you. If you go, I don't care. And people can get, radio people get mad at me. Big names.
Kevin, you can't tell your audience that it'll offend them.
Then get offended. Because let me tell you something. This is life. You love 99.999% of the crap I say, but one little thing offends you, by the way, that I didn't even do. You don't give me the benefit of the doubt. Freaking go. If that's the type of person you are, I don't want you in my life. And you should feel the same. The conservative movement is built on spineless chumps like that.
Oh, you did something that offended me. I'm going to go.
Where are you going to go? You going to go to the left? Where they talk openly and all the time about porn and want to teach it to your kids? Freaking go, you bunch of spineless jellyfish, do-nothing, ne'er-do-wells, whatever. Hey, any way I can offend you, I want to offend you. Go. What this movement needs is it needs warriors who understand that I'm going to stick by my brother who's at my left and at my right willing to fight. And we don't always have to agree. And if you've always agreed with your brother or your sister or somebody you love, congratulations to you, you lying clown. So if you want to go, go. I didn't like what was on that post, not because I was offended by it, not because, you know, not for the reasons you might think. I didn't like what was on that post because I thought it was it was crass. It had nothing to do with Ted Cruz. And you know what? If Ted Cruz is into porn, I don't care. Just be a good senator. We're not perfect human beings here, folks. And so then somebody else said, well, Kevin, you know, then this other thing you wrote about the girl hooking up with Trump. I'm telling you what she wrote. It was in Vanity Fair. It was an interesting thing to me because it talks about the underlying love of Trump with this over the top, I can't stand Donald Trump. Oh, but I want to hook up with Donald Trump. Guys, if you missed the meaning of that, sorry. Maybe I should have been a little bit more descriptive. But that's what I was saying. I was saying that, you know, these leftists come out here and pretend that they don't like Donald Trump or whatever, and you pin them down and go, well, let me ask you this. Do you like the fact that he saved these jobs, he saved that? You like the fact that your stock portfolio's gone up? You like the fact that America's GDP is back and we got unemployment here? You like the fact that people are bringing, you know, ingenuity and design centers back to America? We're revitalizing our manufacturing? Whatever. What part of that do you not like? It's like the girl that's dating the bad boy, only to find out, you know what? He's not that bad. She brings him home, and mom and daddy go, well, he's on a Harley, and he's in, you know, leather. But then they find out, well, when he's out of the Harley and not in leather, he's in a suit flying around in a private jet, and he's a self-made billionaire. Oh, suddenly, daddy likes him. When you're on a Harley, you wear your leathers in case you fall, because you'd rather be in leather than in cotton. I guarantee you, certainly than silk. So, you know, it's making the bigger point. If people don't get the bigger point, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. The people are, well, you know, Kevin, your site is getting a bit risque. My site isn't risque. My site is at best PG-13. At best. Probably PG-11 if you really break it down. I want to do things that you can say to your kids and your grandkids, you know, or explain to them. And they not be, oh, I get it. And occasionally, you know what? We might jump over that line, not to adulthood, but to, you know, 17, where we're explaining something that, you know, one of your kids in high school might need to understand. Oh, my goodness, they've crossed the line. Let me tell you, folks, it's a line that's way out there when it comes to leftism. One of my writers said to me, Kevin, there was a deal where, I don't know, it had to do with kids and, you know, sex education or whatever. And I said, you know, to me it's boring, but if you can go profile the last 10 things they've done in schools to sexualize kids, you know, and let people know what's going on, she goes, okay, I'll write that. And as we were researching that, it was pretty disgusting. So when you talk about me talking about a girl hooking up with Trump voters, your Trump supporters, and going, I felt guilty, it was my worst hookup ever, whatever. If that offends you, then go somewhere else, seriously. And grow up. Go there and grow up. Because you know what? I get tired of this. I don't need to do this crap. I come on here every single day to try to elevate the discussion and give people some way to fight back. And the pushback is, oh, well, that was a bit offensive. I'm going to find something else. And, you know, don't even tell me. Just go do it. I don't give a crap. What I'll tell you is this. I'm not going to sacrifice myself not do things that are natural to me because it might offend a percentage of the audience. I had some ladies, what was she telling me? One lady, believe it or not, Kevin, when you use the word ain't, I had to stop listening to you. Really? Well, ain't that a bloop bloop, right? That's exactly what I was thinking. I'll use ain't as much as I want. Really, that's all it takes. Man, you people, the people that think like that, you have to understand. I cannot put it in stronger terms on the radio how much I detest you. Because you claim to be conservatives. You want to be the people that, oh man, we got your back. That's how you have my back? I don't want you. Because I know what a warrior looks like. I've trained him and I am one. And I'm not leaving you over ain't. I'm not leaving you over, oh my gosh, Kevin, I was offended by a picture. I can write you a note and say, man, I don't know who put that up, but you might take a look at it. Okay, cool. We can talk. But don't be threatening. Let go. I promise you, I will not have any less. I mean, I'm not going to deal with you. Don't come back later. Hey, Kevin, why don't you accept my friend request? Screw you. Care about you. Anyway, I meant to cover something else, but I'm a little bit behind, so we're going to have to take a short break and do it again. Do it later.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.